the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. عندي بس ملاحظتين قبل ما أقول تأمل في إنجيل النهاردة. أول مرة أخذ بركة أوصلي يوم حد حاجتين بس. الشمامسة بعد تحيل الخدام ما ينفعش إنهم يلبسوا. فده أعتقد الأهالي بقى بقولها بالعربي عشان الأهالي بس يجيبوا ولادهم بدري. ما ينفعش طقس الكنيسة يقول أقصى حاجة هو تحليل الخدام. ما ينفعش بعد تحليل الخدام الشمامسة تلبس. تاني حاجة أنا قلتها في مارجرجس الأسبوع اللي فات إن كل واحد يتناول بقى على حسب ضميره. حضرتكوا عارفين المفروض في كل واحد حسب ضميره حسب باعترافه. عشان يعني ما اللي فاتت في مارجرجس أنا كنت ساحب بدري شوية في الناس جاية تقولي إحنا جايين متأخر وحللنا في وقت. فأنا وقت التناول ما بفتحش بقي فبرضو عشان إيه أهو ضيف جالكوا بقى يوم حد هيعدي بالطولة بالعرض يعني. So I said the two comments in Arabic. So if you don't understand Arabic, don't miss anything. I mean to say it in Arabic for your parents. So my beloved, today we had the gospel. بس انا خلاص بشوف بس انجيل كان يوحنا كام انا رجعت تاني. So today my beloved the gospel was from Saint John chapter 6 and in John 6:26 we read you seek me because you ate of the loaves that were filled. So we need just in few minutes to think about this verse. And the question today, my beloved, why is it very important that we examine our motives? So we are talking, my beloved, about motives. Why we do what we do. This is the question. We need always to ask ourselves why we do what we do. And this is the message of the gospel today. So many followed the Lord Jesus Christ for the wrong motive. So as you just heard in the gospel, some wanted to see a sign. Some of them want food or something to eat. And we know in the Palm Sunday had the same thing. So the motive is very important. Why I am here today? I am here because my parents told me to come. I am here because this is the custom every Sunday, so I don't have anything else to do. I am here because I used to do this long time ago. I am here because I have some request that the coming week is very tough. I have maybe some midterms coming or some challenge in the at work or at school. Or I need to see some sign, and I have someone who's sick, or so we have. I think the coming half an hour in the liturgy, I need to ask myself, me before you, why we do what we do, why I am priest. So why I need to ask myself this question more often, in order not to lose track. أبونا بيسنتي عبد المسيح سنة كان بقى دكتور بولس يقول لنا. So around 90 something. I don't know him personally. I was not here 90 something. But he posted something nice in Facebook a couple of days ago concerning February 9th. And it was the, you know, February 9th, this is the feast of Amba Bula. And I think downstairs the chapel with name Amabula. He said, I woke early in the morning, it was minus 70. صح كلام الدكتور minus 70. كان كتبها minus 70, 70. And this was posted on his Facebook. And I came to church and I prayed the liturgy with three wonderful men, Dr. Boris, Dr. Nabih, and Dr. Edward Bishay. And he was telling his feelings this day. It was a great day for him. And I thought about this. I mean, Abuna and three deacons are together praying in minus 70. It was a weekday because they prayed downstairs in the basement. And unless there is some motive, I mean, I cannot go further doing this. So this is very important. So I remember this while I was reading about this subject, because yes, we should have some motive, and this motive should be a good one, because sometimes we have wrong motives, and this will not help us at the end. Why are you studying? Because I want to achieve something. So this is a motive. It's very important, my beloved, to ask ourselves why I am here. Why I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Why I'm Christian. And accordingly, this motive will lead me in my life. So it's not haphazard. It's not the 2 hours a week I am spending in church and that's it. So this is the first point in this topic. So why I am following Jesus Christ. And sometimes even, my beloved, while I am serving for a wrong motive. And we have the famous example of the older son. You all know this, the story of the older son. He served his father, unfortunately, for the wrong motive. And he was with him 24/7. He stayed with him 24/7. He was in the church for 24/7, but unfortunately it was for the wrong motive. The older son, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. This is in Luke 15. In Luke 15. So he served the Lord 24/7. Maybe like me, a priest. I'm serving him 24, supposedly. But unfortunately, maybe I am doing this for the wrong motive. Maybe I'm doing this because to show up, to whatever things. So again, the question is always valid. Why we do what we do? Even my beloved, sometimes we worship him for the wrong motive. And in Matthew 6, we read, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven." And sometimes, yes, I'm doing my worship, even my personal relationship with him because of a wrong motive. So maybe I follow him or serve him or worship him for the wrong motive. So that's why it's very important to reflect, to think, to give some time today to think about the motive and to make sure that we will come back to the right motive. And another question we need to ask, is it always wrong to do the right deed for the wrong motive? Is it always wrong to do the right deed for the wrong motive? Is it always wrong to come to church even if I have wrong motives? Is it always wrong to stand for prayer at home while I don't want to? No, I have to do this. And this is the first step. So, 2-3 years old boy or girl, you will give them milk. Although maybe they don't like the taste of the milk. But they have to drink this milk because this is for their benefit. So yes, I am doing things in the beginning of my life, my spiritual life, my relationship with God, because I will train myself in the future, I will transform the motive to a good one. So maybe right now, tomorrow is John of fast. So I am fasting because this is the custom. So maybe at home they are not going to cook any other than Siami food. So I will fast because this is what I have at home. Excellent. This is not bad. But next year, when I am willing to choose and to pick, and I grow in 1 year, I am 1 year older, I need to go from this step to another step. It's not a matter of food, It's a matter of how do I really fast, how do I really control myself. Unless I control myself physically, I will not control myself in other things, and so on. So even if I found myself, I'm doing right now something good, but with the wrong motive, it's never too late. It's good to continue doing the same thing, but to make sure that I will direct myself in the right way. الدافع يا أحبائي مهم جدا. أعرف الدافع اللي أنا ماشي بيه. ولو أنا بعمل حاجة حلوة والدافع بتاعها أنا شايف إنه هو مش مظبوط, أغيره بس أكمل. So the message today, my beloved, you seek me because you ate of the loaves and were filled, and the question why we do what we do. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pontificator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, upon us is the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended in heaven, he sits the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again in his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds of the Father, with the Father and Son, to worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And one holy Catholic Slot Church, we confess to baptism for the mission of sins.
We look for that.